In the past 2 weeks, gas prices have jumped 14 cents, with the national average hovering around $2.10. Standing in front of a Shell station on a busy Madison street, Mike Tate held a sign reading, "When will it stop rising?" He says Wisconsin consumers have already spent more than $200 more on gas this year than last.
Well, obviously, you know, you see people beeping in support of us right now. I think that, you know, we're talking about the high gas prices and the inaction of President Bush and the Republican leadership right now.
Linking the Bush administration to gas prices is the goal of this and other gas station demonstrations across the country. Sarah Leonard in the Washington, D.C. office of America Coming Together says the ultimate goal is a Democratic victory at the polls in November.
We hope to vote President Bush out of office and elect Democrats and progressives up and down the ticket.
A man named Rick filling up his pickup truck isn't happy with the price he's paying, but he says it will take more than a change of faces at the White House to bring prices down.
You know, it's all about corporate greed and a lot of poor planning and poor policy on the part of the United States government. Try to watch how much I put in here, speaking of that. You know, until you have some type of global anti-capitalist movement that can really take on all those big corporations, you're going to see a lot more of the same and probably worse.
But a spokesperson for the American Petroleum Institute says rolling back capitalism is not the answer. John Carica says the marketplace will work if politicians leave it alone.
Right now, obviously, consumers are being pinched pretty hard. You know, a year ago, it was just the reverse, and, you know, the marketplace was working just fine. And what I think we need to be working on are the long-term strategies.
The strategies Carica suggests are the same ones the Bush administration is pushing for, passing an energy bill and securing more domestic oil supplies, like those in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.